It's my pleasure to introduce Jennifer Coulter to talk to us about MERP Defense. Jennifer is a partner at Townsend Ayala Coulter & Clute, an elder law firm in El Paso, practicing in West Texas and Southern New Mexico. She focuses on Medicaid, special needs trusts, and MERP, both avoidance and defense. She loves to help clients obtain or maintain benefits that they need while working to protect assets for people with disabilities out of the cycle of poverty they can find themselves sometimes stuck in. Jen is a member of Texas NALA and a believer in the mission of providing excellent legal work to the elderly and people with disabilities. She has a passion for her work and a sometimes unstoppable need to share that passion with others. We're very lucky that she is willing to share her passion with all of us because we can always learn something from her presentations. Jen, take the stage.
Hello. Am I close enough to the mic here? Okay, I think we can hear me. Well, we're going to talk about MERP. I feel like some of you may be thinking, oh, it's Jen again to talk about MERP. Again. But we're going to talk about some new stuff, or at least maybe stuff that was new to me, or that HMS has changed. So we're going to talk a little bit about the new things. We're going to talk a little bit about some of the sticking points we're still having where we're not getting any progress that can cause some problems. How many of you are new to this conference or new to the area? I can't tell if that's by a show of hands for the blind person or if it is just the afternoon slump, or there is no one new here today. Why don't we try again? How many of you are new to this conference or new to this practice area? Clap your hands, make some noise. Okay, a few people, not many. Then I will give you the 2-minute elevator speech on what MERP is before we move into the new stuff for the new people. The 2-minute elevator speech is, MERP is the Medicaid Estate Recovery Program. It is a federally mandated program that is required to make attempts to recover from the estates of certain Medicaid recipients. Texas has implemented that program extremely reluctantly and has been really bad about actually collecting from it. And we have a lot of ways to get around it. So in Texas, MERP is a Class 7 creditor of the probate estate, which means only probate assets can be recovered from. There's a lot of ways to avoid it if you are doing it on the front end. So if you are doing estate planning at all in your practice, this is something you might want to think about. If you are doing it on the defense side, there's tons and tons of ways to get around it. If you are new to that, feel free to reach out. I've got a paper presented last year that covers what you need to know about it. Included in the paper for today is a MERP defense decision tree. If you have this MERP defense decision tree from previous presentations, know that some of the stuff we're going to talk about today has resulted in updates to it. So you may want to update the desk reference version of it that you might be using in your practice because things are changing. So let's talk about some things that are changing. I want to tell you a little bit of a story to start with. I had a client, we got a probate from another attorney who had started the probate and didn't finish it for, I don't remember why. But we picked up the probate and it had a MERP claim on it. And I said, well, that's not a problem. We'll use our MERP defense decision tree and we'll take a look at it and see what we can do. And I called the client and had this conversation. Me. We reviewed the MERP file and it looks like HMS blew their 70-day timeline. So we barred the claim. I just got the withdrawal from their attorney. Client. What about the $28,000 we already paid them? Me. I'm so glad we're having this conversation on the phone because I have no idea and I don't want you to see my face right now. I said, though, no worries. Let me see about getting you a refund. I had no idea how to do that because it had never happened before where I needed to get a refund for somebody. But it turns out that that is not really actually a terrible process. So one of the things that we've added to that MERP defense decision tree is the situation where you are definitely going to want to ask your clients, have you made any payments to the Medicaid Estate Recovery Program yet? Have you written a check to HMS? Or has a title company written a check to HMS? This was also a case that happened. A prospective called me. Another attorney called and said, hey, I had this situation. My mom died. The The title company let me do an affidavit of heirship to transfer title, and then they wrote the check for all the proceeds to the Medicaid Estate Recovery Program.